Okay, we're on Nun Aleph on the base. Three lines in the bottom. Alma Mater. Sorry? So, thank you very much for the sponsorship. Fine. So we had a Mishnah. They were basically machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel as to whether or not, as to which of the avodas kachavim of Yisrael or those kachavim of a goy become usher right away, or which one you have to wait until you actually worship it. So now we're going to talk about the drasha of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said that the avodah zara of Yisrael is usher miyad, and the avodah zara of a avodah sechavim is only usher, only becomes usher when you worship it. So Amar Mar, they bring down the brisa with Rabbi Shmuel, and so the pasuk says adei te abdun, asher abdu shavon, if you destroy what they worship. The Gemara then says, the Mishnah said, the kalim should sham should behead the rosh chavim across the daver. That pasuk, again, the first half of today's daf is going back and forth. How Rabbi Kiva learns the pasuk, how Rabbi Shmuel learns this pasuk, is back and forth between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Amar Mar, kalim should sham should behead the rosh chavim across the daver. The pasuk is talking about kalim that are used for avodah zara. You have to destroy them according to Rabbi Shmuel. You can destroy them once they're worshipped. You have to destroy those kalim. The Gemara asks, the pasuk not talking about kalim. It's makomos. The pasuk is talking about the actual places. It says, are they tabunas kolam makomos asher avdusham? It's talking about the mountain or the tree, whatever is the place that they worship. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be, because we already learned before that the makomos are an asa. Because it says, the Gemara will say again, imeno inyan. There's an imeno inyan here, imeno inyan le makomos. If it's not talking about, it can't be talking about the makomos, about the places, which is karka, actually ground, the low mitzri, that those are not aser bahana, because the pasuk on Memala, the Mishnah Memala told us to ksiv Elohehem alaharim. You have to destroy their gods on the mountains. The Eloheharim Elohehem, and the mountains themselves do not become their gods. So it can't be that the Mekomos are aser bahana. So Eno Inyan, the Mekomos, Tineu Inman leKalim. So let us throw it over to the concept of Kalim. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Kalim or the Goyim only become Usher once they're worshipped. So then the Gemara asks, right, Mikan Amru, so from here, from Abayt Abdunas, Kolam Akomos, to Abdu Shamas Goyim, it says that the Abos Chachavim shall also Ena Surah El Achit Heavei, to Yisrael Miyad. Now we're going to ask about that Liman. He says, you learn from there that the Avodah Zarah of the Goy is Usher only once it's worshipped, and Yisrael is Usher Miyad. So what are you talking about, Avodah Zarah? That we just said the pasuk talking about the kalim. But how kalim okim nalei? Didn't we just establish the pasuk talking about kalim? So how are you talking about the actual avodah zara? You're talking about which is the actual idol, as opposed to the kalim, which is the utensil used to worship the avodah zara. So Gemara says amakra. Look at the continuation of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Asher atem yorshim osam Elohehem." Right. So it says you yorshim osam. Right. Asher atem yorshim. Osam es Elohehem, right? So the pasuk says Osam, and the pasuk says Mekomos, right? So we use the Mekomos we establish for the Kalim. Osam are the actual avodah zara. So there's a hekesh umakish Elohehem leKalim, right? Ma Kalim, right? Ma Kalim ad sheyavdu, right? Mekomos and Kalim. So ma Kalim is only once they're worshipped. Af Elohehem, because this hekesh, so too the actual avodah zara nami ad sheyavdu, only once they become worshipped. Aye, so Rabbi Kiva doesn't have this hekesh, right? Rabbi Kiva de lo makish, he says that he doesn't have the hekesh of Elohehem to Kalim, so he says you can't have the hekesh. Amar lecha, the reason why you don't have the hekesh is the word S is thrown in between the words Elohehem and Osam, right? Because the pasuk says Avei Tavdun S Kol Hamikomos Sher Adur Sham Adoyim Asher Tam Yoshim Osam S Elohehem Al Heharim Aramim. That last second S breaks up the hekesh. He says the word S, hipsika inyon, it separates it, so there's no hekesh. So he doesn't have the hekesh. So he could hold about the kalim, maybe or asr miyad, right? But he doesn't hold about the avodah zara itself as asr miyad for a goy. So So the Gemara then says, Rabbi, now we just proved that the Avodah, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Avodah Zarah of a guy is only us when it's worshipped. Right? Rabbi Shmuel, Ashokan Avodah Kachavim, Shel Obe Kachavim, the Inasur Asher Teaveim, the Yisrael, the Asur Miyami Nolei. From where does he learn that the Avodah Zarah of the Jew is Asur immediately? So he says, Svarahu, it's a Svarah. I'm not clear what Svarah is, but Svarahu, Mi the Obe Kachavim Asher Teaveim, Yisrael Asur Miyad. So, I think he seems to be saying that the Avodah Zarah of a Jew is more common than a guy. So if a guy is usher when it's worshipped, then a Jew should be usher. Jew should be usher immediately from its svara. Let's figure out what the svara is. Maybe the svara is because the concept of bittul, right? So look, a guy can be vatal on Avodah Zarah. A soul cannot be constantly vatal on Avodah Zarah. So maybe from that chumrah, he says that it has to be that the halacha of the Yisrael, the Jews of Avodah Zarah is more common. Therefore, it's asura miyad. I'm not sure. So the Gemara says, Ema, wait a second. Why don't we just make the opposite to you? Ema, the Yisrael, falo falo. Maybe you could say that the Yisrael, I saw this in the movie Yosef, but maybe he says the Yisrael is not asur at all. Why? Because maybe the Gemara would be that the Yisrael is on his derech, so maybe we'll never be worshipped. Right? He has a guy, he makes the Avodah Zarah, it's going to be a Avodah Zarah. But the Yisrael made the Avodah Zarah, who says it's going to be worshipped? Maybe he'll have karata. Maybe somebody from his friends will get to him, and he won't worship it. So maybe it's not usher at all. Maybe it shouldn't be usher at all. Aim the Yisrael b'chlal u'chlalo, even when it's worshipped, right? Because he doesn't really believe in it. Maybe deep down the Yisrael doesn't really believe in it. So the Gemara says no, can't be, because we'll learn later in the Gemara. Hash the geniza bayi. We're going to learn that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael needs to be put away. You have to like, either put it away or grind it up and throw it away. It has to. It's Tone Geniza. It has to be put in almost like the Shemesh, but it has to be stored away. So it's Sura lo Mitzra. So how can you tell me it's not Asur B'Hana? If it wasn't Asur B'Hana, right? If it wasn't Asur B'Hana, why would it need Geniza? It needs Geniza because it's Asur B'Hana. But now we've established it's Asur B'Hana. When does it become Asur B'Hana? Asur B'Shmal learns up in the Pesukim that Yisrael is Asur B'Hana Miyad. Okay. The Gemara says, wait a second. But the Ema the Ovid Chavim. Why say it's Asur Miyad? Maybe it's only Asur when it's worshipped. Like you learned out by the Avodah Zarah of a guy. So the Gemara says, no. Forget the Svara. The Makor of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael becomes Asur immediately, I guess once it's finished being made. The Amakra, because the Pasuk says by Cheta Egel. The Pasuk says, the Eis Chataschem Asher Asisem Es Egel. So the Chataschem, Moshe says, the sin that you made. He doesn't say that you worship. He says that you made. It's mashma, mishas asiya kamle b'chait. The moment they made it, they sinned. The moment they made it, became Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So who says it became Asur? Ema hani immediately became gavra b'chait. Maybe, yeah, you get an avera the second you made it. But itzuri lo mitzura, it doesn't become Asur, b'hana right away. Yeah, nechanami. You're not going to make the Avodah Zarah, so you got a faith. But who says it takes? Who says it has a status and becomes Asur B'Hana at that time as well? Whatever the Avodah Zarah is, whatever was known to be an idol. I don't know if they made up their own religions. I don't know. Here it's Kain Tegel, but. Which is an interesting thing because the Gemara allowed all the lot of the roots in, but it wasn't really a Avodah Zarah. The Gemara seems to be saying clear from here that it was a Avodah Zarah. That Avodah Zarah means that you provide, you say that this is deity. So whatever that is. Well, what's the nothing? You're forming it. You're making it. So Ema Hani Mili Lemekum Gavra Bechait Itzuri Lo Mitzra. So maybe it's not Asur. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Arora Isha Shayasa Pesul Masecha. Mishasa Siya Kamle Be'Aror. He becomes, you're cursed the second you made it. Gemara asks again, okay. E Mahani Mila Making Gavra Be'Aror. Okay, so that, at the moment you make it, so now, you've got a curse upon you. But Itzur Lo Mitzura, it doesn't become Asur right away. No, so he says, at the end of the Pasuk, it says, Toavas Hashemksim. It's a Toeva. So I guess the Avodah Zarah that the Yisrael made, it's considered a toeva, but the moment something's a toeva, it's usher. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel learns that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is usher immediately. I don't know. Shlomo Kluger, the Avodah Zarah, asked, wait a second, maybe toeva just means it's a toleva to Hashem. Who says it's just a simple toleva? Keep going. Who says it's a toleva to a hedger? Because we had it previously about a mechubar, right? Rabba said that mechubar sheneevad becomes also the gavoa, but because it says toleva. So toleva over there is only thing of being also the gavoa, but it's not also the hedger. So why over here? So why over here does the Gemara say that toleva makes it usher to hedger as well? Doesn't answer the question. Fine. So the Gemara says, according to you, Rabbi Kiva, you said that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is only usher once it's worshipped. Aye, but you see from this pasuk it says it's a toleva the second it was made, right? The second it was made became a toleva. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, davar hanev de toleva. It's not saying that it is a toleva in itself. It is disgusting because it leads to, it's going to lead to toeva. It's going to cause toeva. At Rashi, the third line on top. Rabbi Kiva, the Amar B'Shal Yisrael, Abshat Teyaved, Hai Toevas Hashem Lab the Mitzar Mishas Asiyah. It doesn't come to make it usher at the moment it's created. El Hachikamar, Arur, you get cursed, Mishas Asiyah, the Asiyah may be the day toeva she'ovda. Because the Asiyah is going to lead to it being worshipped, and that's the Toeva. But it's not that it becomes Usr B'Hamas right away. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring the Makoros to Rabbi Kiva, who says that the Avodah Zarah of a Goy is Usr Miyad, once it's formed. Rabbi Kiva, Avodas Kochavim, Shel Ove Kochavim, Yasur Miyad Minale. So where does he learn that it's Usr right away? Amarula, Shula says, this is the Pasuk talking about the Avodah Zarah of the Amim in Eretz Yisrael, the Varim Perak Zayin. It says, Pisilei Eloheihem Yisrafun Ve'esh. So he's going to say that the word Pisilei is extra. Right? Because you could just say Eloheihem Yisrafun Ve'esh. Right? So he learns from the word Pisileihem, Pisilei, from the Lashon Pisul, which is creating, that Misha Pisulo, Misha Pisalo, Nasa Eloha. The moment it is formed or fashioned, it becomes their Avodah Zarah. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that Pasuk? The Idah, Ahu, the word psilei, mi boilei lichti the sonny Rav Yosef. I need that to teach me what Rav Yosef taught me. The sonny Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef learned, minayin la'ove kochavim sheposel eloho. How do we know that a goy can mivatil his Avodah Zarah? How do we mivatil his own Avodah Zarah? Shenemar, psilei elohem tisrafum ve'esh. The word psilei, you can also learn out from the word, you can learn out the word pasel. It becomes pasel. So they're saying, I read the pasuk. It says psilei Eloheihem. They can pasul their Eloheihem. So why does it come to Asia? It's pasul. But how do you read the pasuk then? Yisrael learned that the word psilei is from the word pasul. So they can be pasul Eloheihem. They can pasul their Eloheihem. So why that's the words of pasul from the age? How does that flow? Right. So that's not my question. I mean, the bottom has questions. Just brings quotes in the sieve. Time. Okay, the I have to look in the parshim on the Chumash. So I'll explain. Why? It's no longer a Sabana. The Arisa, so why is it this from the age? Maybe you can say, okay, stay away from it. But we don't, but you can't have it both ways. If it's Mutal and it's Mutar Bahana, how can you tell somebody you have to destroy it? Mutar Bahana. Once a guy passes his Avodah Zarah, he chops off the arm. We know that it's no longer Avodah Zarah. So maybe we can talk about the Rabbana, but we're talking about the Daraisa, the Pasuk. How do we chop the Pasuk? Okay, so the Idah, so how does Rabbi Kiva learn Psilei to teach me that the guy of Abzar is us right away from the word soul to fashion. Soul of Khoshne Lukh Savan, right? To fashion. So how does he learn at the dinner of Yosef? So he's not the Lami to Shmuel. He learns that from Shmuel. Why? The Shmuel Rami. Shmuel asked the stira between two verses, two psukim. He says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk we just talked about now is Psile Lohan to swim the ish, lo sachmo kesav azav alehem, right? You can't covet, you can't keep the kesef and zahav from the Avodah Zarah. And then right after what it says, the lakach to lakach. You want to take it. Which is it? Can you not take it? or can you take it? So Hakeitzad. So Solo Lelo, if he created it, Solo Le Eloha, if he created it to be, it's his God, then Lo Sakhlo. Then you're not allowed to. Then you're not allowed to get Hanar from it. Solo Me Eloha, if he passed it from being a God, meaning he did something and he passed it, right? Then the Lakhlofa. Then it becomes Mutter Bahanah. Fine. So now we're going to learn. So that's Rabbi Kiva who learned that the Avodah Zarah of a guy is Asr Miyad. But he also, his other side was the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is only Asr once it becomes worship. Rabbi Kiva Ashnechan Avodah Zarah of Yisrael becomes Asr Miyad. Yisrael Asr Tiyav Minol. And how does he know that? Our answer is Amr Rav Yehuda, right? This is by, it says by Gabi Avodah Zarah, it says the Amakra Aror Ha'ish Asher Yaseh Pesel Maseicha Tovas Hashem. Then it says V'son B'seisa. So he's cursing. So he's talking about smoking Kla Yisrael. He's cursing Kla Yisrael. Whoever worships Avodah Zarah, but he uses the word V'son B'seisa, and he puts it in hiding. So that's extra. But Mara says he says Achi Yaseh Lo Devar Mishu B'seisa. It only the Aror only the Aror takes place only if he does the Devar B'seisa, which means he actually does the worship. As Rashi points out, most likely the worship is going to become Beseser, because he doesn't want people to know, because he doesn't want to be Chayav Misa. Not sure if he doesn't really care about God, why does he care about Chayav Misa? But the idea is that Vesham Beseser is to do a private act. Most likely, when someone's going to worship Avodah Zarah, he's going to do it privately. But that doesn't seem also to be the Metzius was in the times of the Nevi'im. They worshipped Baal openly, and they had Nevi'eh HaBaal. But, okay, that's the Drasha. So now that you have Visham B'Seisim, means it's done privately, which means it only becomes Aser once it's worshipped. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? Because he says the Avodah Zarah Yisrael is Aser Miyad. So the Idah, Ahumi violated the Torah of Yitzhak. Visham B'Seisim we learn from the din of Rabbi Yitzhak. The Amri of Yitzhak, Minayin, the Avodah Zachavim, She Yisrael, Shetu'un the Geniza. How do we know that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael has to be put away? Meaning, you can't be Mevatel. Can't be a bottle of the Zerbi Yisrael. You have to bury it. You have to get rid of it. Shenel Mar, as the pasuk says, Visham B'Seisir. Haruor Ha'ish Shayasal Pesel Maseicha. Cursed be the person who makes the Avodah Zarah. It then becomes Usher immediately, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Visham B'Seisir. You have to be going with it. You can't be a bottle at any point in time. Ivi Edok. So Rabbi Kiva, how does he learn that the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Teuna Geniza and can never be bottle? So not delay me the Rav Chizda Amarav. He learns it now from Chizda Amarav. The Amar of Chizda Amarav minayin lavos hakamish reisof shetun dekniza. Shneemar the pasuk says losito lechav hashera kol eitz al mizbach Hashem lo kefa. Right. So there's a hekesh between the hashera, the Avodah Zarah, and the mizbeach. Ma mizbeach to geniza. Just like the mizbeach, if when you're not using it, it has to be put away. You can't use it anymore. It's to geniza. Ah, hashera to una geniza. So too, the Asherah needs Geniza. Has to be put away. So then he learns it out, not from some Beseis there, but he learns it out from the Hekesh of Asherah to Eitz Mizbech Hashem Lokefa. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the Hekesh? He doesn't need the Hekesh teachers that put that Geniza, because he has the some Beseis there teaching me Geniza. So Be'idah, Ahum, Yiboyle, Lichid Reish Lakish. He needs it for the Drasha of Reish Lakish, which obviously means the Drasha of Reish Lakish is listed beforehand, but Reish Lakish can't. Few years right after Rabbi Shmuel disappeared. Right? So the Amar Reish Lakish kol hamami dayin she'enu hagun. Whoever appoints an inappropriate judge, because he's a Russia, or he takes bribes. Whatever, if you appoint that dayin she'enu hagun, it's ki'ilo notei asher b'Yisrael. It's as if you planted an asher tree. It's as if you planted an asher tree b'Yisrael. Shneamar, the pasuk says, shoftim b'shoftim ten lachav b'kol sharecha. You have to appoint judges and policemen in all your gates. The summit lane, the next pasuk says, or not the next pasuk, but a few pasuk later, it says, "Losita lachar shera kol eitz." So learn out the justice position of the shoftim and the ashera to teach us. For Amar Rav Ashi, the makom talmid dechachamim ki il nato eitzam mizbeach. So now Amar eitzam mizbeach Hashem lekecha. If there's talmid dechachamim. Right, and then you appoint a non-talmud chacham in their stead. It says if you planted a sheirah next to the mizbeach, shemar eitzam mizbeach Hashem elokecha. So there's a famous Rashi mentioned this a few times. I don't know, to look up. There's a famous meshech chachma about what the connection is between the Asherah, appointed judges in the Asherah, because they say the Korbanos, Hashem doesn't need anything. And Asherah, that's why all mizbechos have to be from stone. Because you have to have it something that doesn't create. And Asherah, that doesn't need anything for its existence. The Asherah needs things for its existence. And also, and the judges, if you judge, it becomes a shutuf, creation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and if he judges inappropriately, as if he's not the shutuf of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Meshach Chachma passes through A. I don't have time to go into it, but it's a nice piece. Okay, next. So now the Gemara is going to bring, next part of the Gemara. Gemara is going to bring a suffix in the din of a kli, right? That a kli was broken, and now you fixed it, the shame of Avodah Zarah. What happens to that kli? So, Boi Rav Hamnuna, Ritach Kli Lavos Kavi Mahu. If you fixed a pagam in a kli, the shame of Avodah Zarah, Mahu. What's the difference? Does this kli now become Asr Bahana? So, first, the Gemara is trying to figure out what the case is. What are we asking? So, Avodah Kavi Deman. You're fixing it for the Avodah Zarah of who? Who owns this Avodah Zarah that you're fixing it? Avodah Kavi Deman, right? Ilema that you fixed it, the shame of Avodah Kavi the Obi Kavi. So this kli was fixed to the shame of the Avodah Zarah owned by a guy. So the Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein the Rabbi Kiva, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold that Kalim, that Meshamshe Avodah Chachavim name, it's a Meshamish Avodah Chachavim, it's not the Avodah Zarah itself, or Meshamshe Avodah Chachavim ain Isurin Achaya Abdu. They both agree that the Kalim of Avodah Zarah only us and once they're used. The only Machlokes they have is the Avodah Zarah itself. Right? The difference between the Shmuel and a guy. Right? Because it says, Avei Tavdunos Koma Komos, Asher Avdu Shamagoyim, and we say Mekomos are the Kalim. And the Kalim are only Usher once they're worshipped. Rabbi Shmuel then has the Hekesh, Rabbi Kiva doesn't have the Hekesh. Ella, Avos Chachavim Yisrael. So must be talking about that you fixed the Kli to be used to be worshipped at the Avodah Zarah of a Jew. So, Valiva Daman. So, according to Hushita, is the Safik. Ile, Maliva Rabbi Kiva, if you're saying according to Rabbi Kiva, Hashtahi Gupalo Mitzra Achatiyavit, Misham Shemibai, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Avodah Zarah of a Jew, the Avodah Zarah itself of a Jew, doesn't become Usher until it's worshipped. So, how can you tell me that the Kli that he fixes it becomes Usher right away? Can't be. The Avodah Zarah itself is not Usher until it's worshipped. The Kli is also not going to be Usher until it's used. Ella must be talking about Ella Aliva the Rabbi Shmuel. We're going for Jashita Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar Asur Miyad. He says the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Usher right away once it's made. So, my. So, what's it then with the Misham Shem Avodah Zarah of Yisrael? So, Misham Shem Kamrinan. Do we learn out Mishamish of the Zara of a Jew from the Mishamish of the Zara of a guy, which means only Usher once it's worshipped? So, Ma Hasam Achay Abdu, Hapacha Achay Abdu, Ol Dilma, or no, Mino Gomar. We learn out the Mishamish of the Zara from it's Avodah Zarah itself, right? Mino Gomar. And Ma Hi Asur Miyad, just like the Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Usher immediately, Ah Mishamshe Asur Miyad. So, too, the moment you fashion the Mishamshim for the Avodah Zarah, they become Usher as well immediately. So what's the halacha there? The Gemara says, wait a second. So if you're asking about the kalim of the Avodah Zarah, so why are you asking about someone who fixed the broken kli? Just ask about making kli to begin with. So my ear to come boile ritech kli, ti boile asa. We're talking about fixing it. So there's a hole and you fix the hole. Well, that you fashion the kli to begin with. Why don't you ask that? So the Gemara says that the Gemara says it right in Akanami. There is a suffix whether or not you made the kli. But the suffix about refashioning the kli, that's a different suffix. That's the Gabe Tumah, right? The Gemara said the Rav Hamnuna didn't have the suffix about Isr Hana, but his suffix is the Gabe Tumah. He says, Rav Hamnuna Mishum Tumah Yishana Kamiboyle. His suffix is the Gabe Tumah Avodah Zarah, right? There's a Tumah Derabanan that the Chachamim imposed upon a kli that was used for Avodah Zarah. So now what happened? So you had this kli that was used for Avodah Zarah. It was tamei. Now you want to make it tahor, so they broke the kli. They took it. They had that halacha also of a kalim. So you took away the shame kli. No longer tamei. Same thing as what did mikvah. No longer had the same kli. Then you fix the kli. So there's a go back to its old status of tumah right away. So you get its old tumah. Right? Rav Huna mishum tumah yishana kami boila. Rashi. Right, look at Rashi Chazlu Tumasim Yeshera. He says, "Utzricha Tvila." Let's go a little further down. He says, "So he says Shvaron Kedele Taron the Chazav Ritzal Avos Chachavim, but Dain Lo Nishtam Shibo. They haven't been used. right? Mi hadal tuma kamay solo. Does it go back to its original status of tuma or not? So the Gemara says, Gemara first then says, where do you have this concept that the old tuma is reawakened, right? The Tanakh was of the Mishnah Kalim, Perakid Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, that klei matakos, right? You have these metal utensils, pishutehem, either that they're flat, they don't have a receptacle, they're flat, u'mikablin, or they have a base kibble, right? Tumayin. They're mikabel tuma if something tummy touches them. Nishtabru, right? If they broke after they became tummy, taharu, then they become tummy, because they lose this as of being kli. Chazer, asan, kalim, but when they refashion them and fix what was broken, so yachzul latuma yishishana, then it goes back to the tuma they had originally. For instance, a machlokas between Abai and Rav and Masech Shabbos, not Pesach and Beis, as to what the reason is why they go back to the tuma. Abai says it's Xeris Hachamim, because maybe there'll be a kli tamei, and instead of bringing it to the mikvah, you're going to break it, right? And then you're going to fix it. So it's a chash that maybe you won't break it appropriately. Instead of bringing it to the mikvah, you won't break it appropriately, and then you're going to use it. They say once it's redone, it's only the rabbanah. That's the tumah that comes back. Once it's redone, you can say kli tamei. So make sure that you take it to the mikvah. Well, Rava says no, that it's a zera because so almost like a maris ayin, because people are going to see that you have a kli, and then it became tamei, and then you're using it that day. So they say, oh, he went to mikvah, he brought it to the mikvah, and he didn't have eretz shemesh. You know, it becomes mukta right away without realizing that the reason why he can use it now is because it was broken and lost the shame tumah. So definitely made the zera that once you refashion it, it gets its old tumah back. So we have a precedent. I did the rabbanan precedent that tumah is basically close of a neo when you fix it. So how could come you violate? So this is the suffix of Rav Hamnuna. Ki hadra tumah. When do we say that the tumah goes back? Right. That's hani mili the tumah doraisa. Those are when the original tumah is a tumah doraisa. The case in Kalim was if things became tumah, they were metal Kalim that became tumah hadin doraisa. So then when you broke it and you put it back together, the tumah comes back. That's by din d'oraisa. About tumah d'rabbanan, but the tumah of avodah zarah, which in itself is only d'rabbanan, whoa, they don't come back. They stay tahor even if you fix the kli. So he says, no, ol dilma lo shna, or is there no difference? So the Gemara says, okay, so if that's the case, so tivayi shar tumah d'rabbanan. Why you have to have the suffix dafka for the tumah of avodah zarah? Talk about any tumah d'rabbanan. Right, let's say you have a kalim that became touched by, not by sheretz, became touched by tamei liquids. They become tamei within the rabbana. So why do you have the suffix there? Why are you going all the way to the case of avodah zarah? So the Gemara says, no, chadim yikul chadim kami boile. It's a question within a question. Right? He says, tumah d'rabbana mi hadra alo hadra. You're right, enoch anami. The tumah d'rabbana, does it come back or does it not come back? Now, the intim tzolomer lo hadra. Now, if you're going to tell me that tumah d'rabbana does not come back, it's not goes every year when you fix it. Maybe that's only by regular tumah d'rabbanan. That maybe tumah d'avodah chachavim, we should chumah d'avodah chachavim, but maybe the tumah of avodah zarah is more common because we have the chumah of avodah zarah itself. Mi shavu rabbanan ketumah d'oraisa or lo? Did the chachavim say that it's like tumah d'oraisa or not? Maybe it's not like tumah d'oraisa. And then so the answer is teku. You don't know. The Rambam says teku is on both. The teku is on the regular tumah d'rabbanan and also on the tumah of avodah zarah. So that was his suffix. The suffix was you had a cleat that was used for avodah zarah. It was broken, and now it became, must be a avodah zarah of a goy. It was broken, and now it became mutar bana, and then you fixed it. Does the tumah reappear once you fixed it, or does it not reappear once you fixed it? Is it similar to the case in Mishnah Kalim or not? Okay. Another suffix, the gabe tumah of avodah zarah. So, boy may Rav Yochanan Rav Yanai. Tikrovus avodah zarah shel ochalim. Okay, you have food items that were used to worship avodah zarah. Mahu, what's the din? Mi mahanyilu bitul glatarina mituma or lo? Can you be mavatil them in order to be tami them or no? In other words, if the goy can be used for tekrovus of the zara, can you be mavatil them? Oh, does this work necessarily also for the hair? Assume that the hair was used for the zara, why can't you have a goy from mavatil it? That's too simple. Okay. So the Gemara says, why are you asking the question all the way on just on food items? Ask the shayla on regular kalim. Right. the barber was saying.
Right, so
I'm saying even that is hard. Even
like I didn't want to get into that. Okay, so right. So the Gemara says Kalin lo kavi boyle. Rabbi Yochanan has no suffix agave Kalin. Kalin the islu tar b'mikvah. Just like Kalin can become taller in a mikvah. You can take the item and bring it to a mikvah and other with other tumos. So tuma nami b'telos. The tuma that the vodazar the tuma can also become batal. So tika mi boyle. The question is only agave open food items, right? Because food items that were hooked of the vodazar because they don't have power in a mikvah. It's not Kalin. Or you can't even power in a mikvah, right? So the Gemara says that. So the question is: does bitul work to be metaher those food items from tikrovas avodah zarah? So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'tiboy avodah chavim gufa. Why are you asking it only on food items used as an item to worship avodah zarah? It's why don't you ask the shaila on food items that are themselves are worshipped for avodah zarah? I mean, just might say you see people that worship food, but I didn't know that was actually for avodah zarah. So. So the tiboy lay avos chavim gufa. The Gemara says avos chavim gufa lo kumi boy lay. I have no sub the guy the avos chavim that bittul would work. Why? Came in the isura batil. Since bittul works to say that it's no longer avodah zarah, I can be batil if we did avodah zarah. I can definitely the tumah also goes away from it. Once I can be batil to be a shape of avodah zarah, I can be batil the tumah away from it. Right? Came in the isura batil tumanami batla. Ki kumi boy lay. So once the suffix is only to grovus avos chavim. Only if it's used as items to worship avodah zarah. So my, what's the din? Came on the isur lo batel. We say that the ister avodah zarah on the krovis does not become aser, right? That's the kider right to the Rav Gidol. Rav Gidol said earlier that the krovis avodah zarah doesn't become batel. So therefore, maybe the tumah also is not betela, and therefore it always becomes but it cannot become batel because it can't go to mikvah. Once it can't go to mikvah, you can't have to keep all steps in your head. Ol dilma or Isra the rice lo batel, but tumah the rabbanah batel. Maybe the isra is not batel because it's in the rice, but the tumah is only in the rabbanah. So that does become batel. Thank you. Again, we don't have to answer the question. Next, boy mine Rav Yosi ben Shul. This Gemara, I said not for text last night. This Gemara we learned in the Shul on December 23rd, 2003. On this Gemara. So, right, boy mine Rav Yosi ben Shul, my Rebbe. Rav Yosi ben Shul asked Rebbe, Kalim shishimshu behen the base chonu of Maus shishamshu behen the base amidosh. The kelim that were used in the house of Beis Chonyo. Beis Chonyo was the Mishnah of Menachos when we talked about it. Rashi brings it down. But there was this house of worship somewhere in Egypt called Beis Chonyo. There's a machlokus there whether it was as to why it was made, and there's a machlokus whether it was a place of Zoro or was the Shem Shemayim. Whatever the case would be, it was what? Which state? So, when he spent this year or last year? 2 years ago? Yeah, during that. Yes, Shimon's answer. So the whole machlokus, who would take over to be the Kohen Gadol, and then one fell back to the other one, and then someone went down to Egypt and made this big beautiful Beis Hamikdash. He made this big beautiful Beis Hamikdash down there. So the Gemara says the kalim that are used there, can you use those kalim in the Beis Hamikdash? The kami boyle. So aliba the manda amar Beis Chonyo v'avos hakavim. It's only going according to the manda amar who says that Beis Chonyo wasn't a house of idol worship, right? Maybe it was just a bama, right? The Tanan, the Mishnah, it says in Menachos, Kohanim Sheshimshu be Beis Chonyo. The Kohanim that did Avoda in Beis Chonyo, Lo Yishamshu Mitzvah Shemishlayim. If they have Torah, they can't come back and do the worship, do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. The Eino Tzarech Lo Modavar Ather. And of course, if they did Avoda Zara, they can't put it in the base of Megdash. So once you sing the Dabra Afer, that means Beis Chonyo is not the Dabra Afer. So you see that it's not a Avodah Zarah. So since the Mishnah says the Ain't Tzarach over Dabra Afer, it's mashed. The Mishnah holds that the Mizbeach and Beis Chonyo was the shame of Avodah Zarah. That's like Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's also why is it Usher? Why was it Usher in Beis Chonyo? Because now the Makar Kabbalah is close to the Mikdash, because it's the time of Isser Abamos. So the Kohanim that are there. Right, they cannot worship in the base of Midrash. So, how does that? This man is there. It can be an issue of someone who worships in the Zohar as a Kohen can he do it? Right, can he get the first Aliyah? Maybe it takes him away out of the status of a Kohen. So, do we say Kohanim who depends on the Rabbanon? So, it's a din to Rabbanon that the Kohanim cannot do the abode in the base of Midrash.
So do we say that's the Kohanim who that the Rabbanim gave a knas? We should have made daya ninu, because they have made daya. They should have known. They're not going to do makor korbanos outside the base of Mikdash, right? Oh, about Kalim, but Kalim may be low because the Kalim didn't know. That's not their fault. So therefore, there's no knas. We keep it on the Doraisa level that the Kalim, that since it wasn't used for Avodah Zarah, they're not Tamei. There's nothing wrong with the Kalim. You can bring them into the base of Mikdash. Oh, Dilma Losh, no, just say no. They made the Xero also on the Kalim. It didn't make a difference. Anything that's used in, by the Bamos, based on of, I don't know why I have to ask the question. If you're a Kohen, you use any Bama. Why is a Kohen only in base Kohen? So Amr Leh, so Rebbe says to Rav Yosef and Shul, Asur and Haim, the Chachamim made the Knas that these Kalim are Asur, right? And therefore you can't use them based on English. Well, Mikra Hayav Yadeno, I had a Pasuk to prove it for me. Ushichach Nuhu, but I forgot what the Pasuk is. I forgot, but the whole din is halacha. So Mar says, why are you saying it's Asur? I'll bring the Pasuk to tell you that it's Mutter. Right? Eishvei, so Rav Yosef and Shul asked Rebbe, the Pasuk, this is talking now, well, this is by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So the king before Chizkiyahu HaMelech, I'm correct from wrong, Jewish history man. The king before Chizkiyahu HaMelech is Achaz, right? Achaz was a bad dude. He worshipped the burning of the Zohar into the base of Midrash. He everything became puzzle. Then came Chizkiyahu, and he fixed everything up. There was a whole resurgence of Yiddishkeit at the time of Chizkiyahu. So what did they do with the kingdom that Achaz was Metame? So the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Kol HaKelim Asher Hizniach HaMelech Achaz, all the kingdom that Achaz was his Nia, we'll leave that as it is, right? Bimalkuso, Bimalo, Echino, Bigdashu. Everything that he just defiled, then Chizkiyahu, Echino, Bigdashu. He prepared and he made sanctified. So the basic shot in the pasuk is, it says, My love, Echino means they prepared it, which means the Atwininu, that they were Tovel it, right? They immersed it in the mikvah. The Hikdashnu means the Akdishanu. And then we put the Shem and the Mishnah on it, and we use these Kalim. So you see that we were able to see that the Kalim can be used. Why? Because Kalim that are worshipped for Avodah Zarah are not Asar Midaraisa. But they have no Das. Right? So because, and since they're, they have the whole steps over here. Kalim, right? Rashi says, the Hikdashnu is the Akdishanu. Shechazu Mashkum Mashem and the Mishnah. Alma Kavan to Midaraisa low mitzray. The Kavan of the base of the Kavan of the base of Midrash can't become Asar because Ain Adam Osa Dover Shayna Shalom. Achaz can't come in and get rid of the Asar, the Kavan that belong to Hektish. They're not his. They belong to Hektish. Right? The Hare Hektish Nindu, the Ain Adam Osa Dover Shayna Shalom. So since they didn't make the Xero over there, so in Hunami, Vogazrualayu, Hovalav Nedea Nindu. So we also didn't make the Xero on the Kavan of Beis Konyov because they're not Nedea. So the Rabbi says, Amalei Baruch Atal Shemaim Shechazakli Avi Ivadasi. You return my lost item for me. I mean, that exactly is the pasuk where I learned that it's Asur from. But I learned the pasuk completely different than you, right? Because it says, Hechanu, what does Hechanu mean? It doesn't mean that they totaled it. It means Sheginaznu, that they put it in Geniza. Vigdashnu, Vigdashnu means Shegdashnu Achayim Tapayim. And then we Makadish other Kalim in their stead. So you see from there, that we Makadish other Kalim in their stead, which means, but these themselves, the Kalim themselves, even though they weren't Asur Midoraisa, because ain't of them Osur Dovers ain't of Shlo, nevertheless the Rabbanim were Kodesh, they made a Knas, and you can't use them. The Gemara says, let's bring a Raya to Divrei Rebbe. That's something that's not even Asur Midoraisa, that still is not used. We still make a Knas. Maybe Messiah Lay, this is the Gabe, the times of the Chashmonaim. So the Mishnah Midos talks to us that there are four Lishkos in the Azara, and the Mizrachis Sonis in the northeast Azara. Bog Gunzu Beis Chashmonoi as Avnei Hamizbeah Shishitzku Shitzu Av Anshayova. That's where the Chashmonoim they hid the Beis Hamikdash the Mizbeah that the Yevonim were Mishakis. They were Metame. The Amar of Sheshes, what does it mean Shishitzu? Shishitzu Lavos Kachavim. But they were Mishakis to Lavos Kachavim. So what's the Raya? So Rashi, look at Rashi Amar of Sheshes. Amar Apagav Lehedjel Lo Mitzri. Midin Do Raisa. They didn't answer it. Hedjo, why? They know them Osir Dovish in a slow. The Yevonim weren't the owners. How could they come in and ask for the whole thing? Not theirs. Not theirs to touch. Demi'ila? It's only Ila by God. It's only by Jew. So, right? Ain't them Osir in a slow. Right? So, but nevertheless, Godzir bo Rabbonim lagabe gaboa. Rabbonim made a takana lagabe gaboa for hectares that can't be used. The Afagat lavne dan in you. Even though there's a Mizbeah, it doesn't have Das. But Beis Chonav Nami. So too by Beis Chonav. Afagat lav Beis Abos Chavim. It's not a Avodah Zarah. Below Mitra Kalim the Dame Midaraisa. They're not Asa Midaraisa because they don't have Das. Nevertheless, Gozabu Rabbanam. Therefore, it should be Asa Rabbanam. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Amr Rapapa, Hasam Kra Aspach Vidarish. No, there's a Pasuk. It's not that there, it's not us and we don't have one. I have a whole problem, Ain of the Moshe, Dovish, Ain of Shalom. We have three-way machlokes between Rashi, Balmor, and Ramban, and the Muhammad have a learn this. But the Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk in this festival that says, Ubo bo pritza v'chilalua. The priests came into the Mikdash, and they were machal the Mikdash. What does that mean? So the Balamor, I mean, there's three-way machlokes. In Gold Ishu, Balamor says, Ubo pritza v'chilalua says, what happened was, it was the Jews who were machal. Goyim can't be machal. Ain of the Moshe, Dovish, Ain of Shalom. But it was the Jews who came in, the Messiahim, our own worst enemy. They're the ones who came in. They were Mechalel the Mizbeah. Once they were Mechalel the Mizbeah, they were Moel. Once you have Me'ila, it was Yotzul Chulin. Once it was Yotzul Chulin, then the Goyim can come in and can answer it. The step process. The Ramban asked, what's the Kiddush? We all know that the Kiddush is the God, the history of what happened. The Kiddush is that it was the Jews, the Messiahim themselves. Learn that in the Jewish history here. The Mishnahim, it's the point of the Balamor, the Mishnahim themselves were the ones, the Jews themselves were the ones who were Mishnahim to base them in this. The Ravan says, no, it's a Zeresh HaKasiv. It's a Pasuk that says, that teaches us that we come to the Mikdash, to base the Goyim can be Machal the Mikdash. Rashi is the biggest Kiddush. Look at Rashi, the first wide line, he says, Mikavon Shenichnusu Ode Kachavim Lehechal Yotu Kelim Lechulam. Immediately, once Goyim enter the base of Mikdash, all the Kelim go out, go Lechulim. We came to Nafi Lechulin. Once they go Lechulin, Kaninu behef Kelo. Then they can be cornered, and therefore they can be mechalit. I think what Rashi is saying is that the status of kedusha, the base of image, is based on violence. The kedusha immediately once you don't have violence in the base of image, so the kedusha is puffa right away. Which also makes sense how Titus can go in, like Gemara Gittin, how Titus can go in and do what he did in the base of image, so nothing happened to him because the kedusha went away. There was no violence over there. Okay, let's just go a little further. So Amri, so the Gemara now asks why the Anshei Beis Chosmoni had to be going as the Mizbeach. I think that's 3 minutes fast, right? So Heichinavi, Amri Heichinavi, what are we supposed to do with the Avnei Mizbeach? So, right, this Berinu, we can't break them, we parcel them. Why? Because they're Abanim Shleimos, Amri Rachmana. You need full stones from Mizbeach. So Nidnas Renu, maybe we take an iron rod and smooth them out or do something to them that way. Pasuk says no. Because the Pasuk says, you can't put iron, you can't put metal onto it. So Amar Rachmanah. So what are we supposed to do? So Gemara says, well, what's the big deal? Why is it from the Gedisa? Why can't they just use them themselves? And what was Yotzei L'Chulin? So Amar whisper no, break it, Velishin L'Nafshayu, and take it for themselves. So Milo Amar Moshe, Vishalik Nignos, Kol Kesav Zor, Shavu Olam, Yishon Kasvat Ahavah Yishlayim. They wanted to be going as all the gold and silver in the world, because all the gold and silver Yishlayim maybe was Hekdesh. And they asked, like, Rabbi Yinabah, Yishlayim, Habib Rubid Alma. They went to the Suffolk on the Chash for that. Yishlayim is not robe of the world. Ella Amar Bayi, Vishalik Nignos, Dinar, Hadjirayim, Tzum Yaina. There's a certain type of gold and silver that they wanted to be gonays because Shifam, if they Tibash Yishlayim, that they were old and they had the matveya. That was the matveya. That was the currency used in Yerushalayim. They wanted to be gonas all of that because they were used in Yerushalayim. The robe of the kesef was, and it was most of it was shayach to hefesh. They wanted to be gonas it. But ad shematzulah mikra minator shehu mutter. This is a bow preacher mechalua. Once a bow preacher mechalua, now it says that all this the currency of the hefesh is mutter. So it's mutter to use. So why can't we use the matveya? Someone says no. Hashem lo ishim shuv gavoa. When it came to the money, that money wasn't hektish, it was just used to buy stuff. But it wasn't used with gavoa. It was used to transact commerce. But the abundance of the speach, that was used with gavoa. It's not a good idea to, it's not orach ara to use it for a hedge. So what they had to do, they had to be donated once they became usher. Okay? Stop here. Have a good day.